Stephen, I want to get to the stories in the world of footy very shortly.
I've got a good LeBron story.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Well, hold it, because Stephen Gillam's got a good LeBron story too, the former premiership champion at the Hawks, GWS beauty as well. And he was in the arena yesterday as LeBron became the all-time record scorer in the NBA. Think about this. Jay-Z was there, Denzel Washington was there, LL Cool J was there, Woody Harrelson was there, Floyd Mayweather, John McEnroe, Phil Knight, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Stephen Gillam. They were the luminaries invited to the event yesterday. I want to find out how the hell he got there. Gilly, good morning.
Morning, Huff. How are you?
I'm going very well. Can you explain to me what you were doing in the arena yesterday, please?
Oh, I was just in the right place at the right time, mate. I'm over in America for the Super Bowl primarily, but spending a few days in LA with some colleagues from Sportsbet and our agency, and I just tagged along last night. It was all organised a few weeks ago, and we had no idea that the timing would coincide with what happened last night.
So you just hit sporting jackpot, really, is what you've done. Your Super Bowl, you're probably going to go to the golf as well across the weekend in Phoenix at the Waste Management Open. But you found a way to be in the arena when LeBron breaks the all-time record. Are you an NBA fan?
I am. I'm a sports fan. I wouldn't say I'm an NBA tragic. I played basketball when I was in primary school, and then footy and cricket took over. But can absolutely appreciate LeBron as an athlete and what he's been able to do in the history, and the buzz and just the electricity in the air last night beforehand. I mean, he needed 36 points, so everyone was saying, will he or won't he get it? But pretty early in the night, it was apparent that all anyone wanted in the stadium last night was him to hit the 36. And when it happened, I've never seen anything like it. The game stopped for what seemed like 20 minutes to do a presentation in the middle of the court with the commissioner, and Kareem was there, and as you said, everyone else was there. His family was there. So it was all set up to do it at home and break it against OKC, and they didn't end up getting the chockies. Josh Giddey and his OKC Thunder played pretty well and spoiled the party to an extent, but I mean, it was all about LeBron anyway.
You've been a part of an AFL premiership, the MCG, crowd going bananas for the Hawks all those years ago. I don't know if you've been to NBA games before, but explain to us what it was like, the build-up and the energy in the stadium, because as you say, I mean, everyone was there for one reason in the end last night.
They were. I think Crypto holds about 20,000 people, but I think they jammed about 30,000 people in there last night. There was, you know, on the big screen, it was all about his record and how many points he needed and how many he was on, and there was a massive countdown. Every time he got the ball, the whole place stood up and got their phones out and just started chanting MVP and making so much noise. It was, yeah, like nothing I've ever experienced. And as he got closer and closer, he came off a few times and the crowd went a bit flat, but when he was on the court, it was incredible.
And they didn't really care that they lost the game?
Not really. Like LA, it is a bit different in America in that, and especially basketball, you know, it's all about the one or two guns in the team that basically carry the team. And I mean, we were saying last night, for those that watched it, he started off a bit scratchy. He missed his first couple of shots he took, and everyone's like, oh no, is it going to happen tonight? But then he got going, he hit a couple of threes and sent the crowd into overdrive, and then from then on he was just riding the wave. And yeah, he would have been inhuman not to feel pressure last night, because I mean, everyone at the stadium, everyone watching on TV was just hoping that he'd get it. And obviously he knew all the people that were in the crowd and his family were there, so yeah, that added to it all as well. But yeah, he definitely lifted and got it done for everyone there last night.
Well, one thing he's been able to do through his career, without a doubt, is deal with the pressures. So it was just another time he had to do it last night, and he did it, 36, to get the record as the all-time NBA leading scorer. And you were there for a part of history. I'm as jealous as anything, Stephen. Enjoy what you're doing this week, going to the Super Bowl. Have a great time. We might even touch base later on.
Sounds good. Yeah, going to the golf on Friday.
Of course you are.
and then build up to the Super Bowl over in Arizona. We head over tomorrow. So happy to be a fly on the wall for you, mate, and check in when you want.
Yep, and you're making me a little bit sick with all that. So appreciate that. Have a great time. We'll chat soon.
Thanks,
Stephen Gillam.